Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have a health challenge that you need help with or you or a loved one needs help with, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We're going to talk to Dr. Mark Ratner at the bottom of the hour about nutritional supplementation. Dr. Mark Ratner is a medical doctor, but he understands the importance of nutritional supplementation. Specifically, we're going to talk about the dangers of prescription medicine and how you can use nutritional supplementation instead of prescription drugs. Dr. Mark Ratner at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 to order products, or if you'd like to start a home-based business, a home-based nutritional supplement business, and be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement industry that is just blowing up for the last year and a half since the average person got hip to the idea and the importance of nutritional supplementation. If that sounds interesting to you, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you just want to help get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will speak to Dr. Mark Ratner at the bottom of the hour about the dangers of prescription drugs and how you can use nutritional supplementation to mitigate the risks or even to eliminate the need for prescription drugs. All right. I want to just finish up talking about this topic we've been covering for the last few weeks, which is the idea of relaxation, the relaxation response, activation of the sympathetic nervous system and its relationship to disease, the major, one of the major dichotomies or one of the major compartments, two compartments of the body are the sympathetic compartment and the parasympathetic compartment. The sympathetic part of the body is the part of the body that's associated with the stress response, the parasympathetic with the relaxation response, and it's kind of like a balance between the two. It's not like the sympathetic nervous system is a problem. It's just over sympathetic activity, over stress response. We need to have a certain amount of the stress response just to get our butt out of bed in the morning. Just to do things throughout the day, you need to have a certain amount of cortisol. And there's a surge of cortisol that takes place early in the morning that's associated with the sunlight hitting our eyes. And cortisol is really important stuff, and the sympathetic nervous system is very important, is a very important compartment in the body, but it's the overactivation. We are in sympathetic overdrive, and rest assured, if you are dealing with a chronic long-term degenerative disease, you are in sympathetic overdrive, period. There's no way that you cannot be have an out-of-balance sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, neurology, if you have a chronic long-term degenerative disease. That's the root of it. That's the fundamental aspect of all long-term chronic illnesses, a hyperactive sympathetic nervous system or an out-of-balance sympathetic nervous system. If you can't sleep at night, that's a classic example, and insomnia is like an epidemic. And if you can't sleep at night, if you have insomnia, rest assured your body doesn't want to fall asleep because it thinks a lion is at the door or at the front of the tent or wherever. And it doesn't have to be a lion. It could be a credit card bill or the IRS or your job or all of the crazy things that go on in our life. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on in the world today. And not that I want to digress here into politics or into the news, but our greatest challenge today is to make sure that all of the events that surround us, or at least that we're told surround us, don't force us into sympathetic overdrive. That's the number one challenge that we have today in the 21st century, in the year 2021, excuse me, July 30th, 2021. Our number one challenge is to not let all of the stuff that's going on in the world today activate our sympathetic nervous system, put it into overdrive. And when you think about it, all of the stresses that activate our sympathetic nervous system, they're not stresses that are immediate. They're not immediate survival threats. How much, for you guys listening to this program right now or on YouTube or wherever you're listening, is your survival being threatened right now? If you're dealing with an illness, anxiety, insomnia, some kind of chronic disease, and your body thinks, which is the end result of your body thinking that its survival is at stake, is your survival really at stake? Ask yourself that. How often can you say that your survival is really at stake in the moment? In the moment, everything's fine. We're just let out of the moment by predatory forces with ulterior motives that want us out of the moment, that want us freaked out. That's why I say don't watch the news. So, if you can't sleep at night, that's a classic sign. That's a red flag that your hypercortisol, that your sympathetic nervous system is in overdrive. When we can't sleep at night, when cortisol is high, and by the way, if you're tired but you can't sleep, that's another red flag. Try hacking into your body processes with relaxation techniques. We talked about progressive relaxation, progressive muscle relaxation a couple days ago, where you start with your head and go to the bottom of your feet, to your toes, and you just kind of clench all your muscles and relax, focusing on your face and your eyes, really paying close attention to your face and your eyes. We hold a lot of tension in our face and in our eyes. I have a friend who, when she can't sleep at night, she watches kitten videos. Or she thinks about warm, fluffy kittens. Just watching kitten videos on TV, cat videos, animal videos, any animal videos, hippo videos. There's all these animal videos that you can watch on YouTube. And that's not lazy. That's not indulgent. That's a great way to lower your blood pressure, to watch a hippo video. That's a great way to lower your cortisol. Watch a kitten video or an animal video before you go to bed. Don't watch the news. Looking at something that's non-threatening, like a kitten or a puppy, or a baby, activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Watching something, paying attention to something that's non-threatening, turns on the relaxation response. I love watching fish in an aquarium. You can watch fish on TV, even. There's a sushi place here in town, sometimes I'll go to, and they have a big screen, and on the screen they got fish moving really slowly in the ocean. It is the most relaxing thing just to watch these fish moving really, really slowly. Fish are safe. Watching fish is a lot. Activates a safety response because it's safe. You're seeing slow movements going through the water, and that activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Activating gratitude can activate the parasympathetic nervous system. If you have a problem sleeping at night, before you go to bed, jot down a list of a few things, 5 things, 10 things that you're grateful for. The roof over your head, your warm bed, your spouse, your partner, even your pet, your baby, your kid, your health, your job, whatever. Just focus, pay attention on things you're grateful for. And then as you're falling asleep, or trying to fall asleep, recite these five things, or focus on how grateful you are for them. The attention on gratitude will activate the relaxation response to the parasympathetic nervous system, and it'll be much easier to fall asleep. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We shall return right after this.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Longevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We're going to talk to Dr. Mark Ratner at the bottom of the hour about countering side effects of prescription drugs, the dangers of prescription drugs, and how to use nutritional supplements intelligently. That's what we're all about here on the Bright Side, using nutritional supplementation intelligently. It's not all about nutritional supplementation, of course, as we talk about a lot on the Bright Side, the relaxation response, mental strategies, mental health strategies, emotional health strategies, diet, exercise, breathing, they're all important. But nutritional supplementation is a fundamental building block of good health. There's no way you're going to get all the nutrients you need from the foods we eat. It's just not going to happen. Think of nutritional supplementation as an insurance policy. And it's very refreshing to see a medical doctor, an MD, who understands how important nutritional supplements are. We'll talk to Dr. Mark Ratner at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls here in just a moment. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Hang tight if you're on hold. Get to you in just a sec. I'm going to finish talking about this whole idea of the contraction and relaxation response. Sleeping, of course, is a classic manifestation of excessive contraction, or I should say problem sleeping is a classic manifestation of excessive contraction, or sympathetic overdrive, as I call it, when the sympathetic nervous system is out of balance with the parasympathetic nervous system. They're both important, but the sympathetic nervous system is an emergency system. It's a stress management system, and you don't want to spend your life in stress management. If you can't fall asleep at night, there's lots of ways you can activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And keep in mind, when you activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest, relaxation response nervous system, not only is it going to help you fall asleep, you're going to be supporting your immune system. An activated sympathetic nervous system, an activated stress response shuts down immunity. This is why I say that when you see healthcare professionals on television telling you how scared you should be, literally, they're literally saying you should be scared. They're literally telling you how scared they are. They are ignorant about how their bodies work. Because when you're scared, your immune system shuts down or is suppressed. How dare they do that? As I say, the biggest challenge we have today is not to get freaked out and pissed off at these people. And you can't do that. You can't let it get to you. Sometimes I let it get to me, and I have to just stop and take a breath and understand that that's just the world we live in. We don't have to fall for it. Attention to gratitude, paying attention to something you're grateful for is also very important for activating the parasympathetic nervous system. And in fact, paying attention lightly, paying attention very gently to any one thing can have a relaxing effect. Ironically, if you pay attention or concentrate too intensely, that can activate the stress response. Or as Dr. James Hart talks about, the beta brainwaves. But when you pay attention lightly to any one thing, you will activate the alpha brainwave state. You will activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And that's a real skill, paying attention lightly, paying attention gently. We all have lousy thoughts during the day. And many of us learn to suppress these lousy thoughts by keeping busy, distracting ourselves with food, with errands, or even drugs, or watching TV. You know somebody who's always busy, always moving, someone who's never sitting still? Rest assured that person is trying to distract themselves from some kind of mental turmoil. As we fall asleep, it's just the two of us. That is, us and our thoughts. And we have no way to distract ourselves. We lose the ability to avoid our thoughts. That's why people can't sleep. They're thinking stressful thoughts. In fact, if you really want to boil it down, it's not even thinking stressful thoughts. It's talking stressful words. Our thoughts are really a type of language. Thoughts are really a type of inner speaking, our inner voice. If you want to do one thing, have a powerful life, just one thing, to have your day go by smoothly and effectively, to be more powerful and successful in your life, start talking to yourself differently, or at least start noticing, if you're not having an effective and successful life, at least start noticing how you're talking to yourself, the words you're saying. And then just try this experiment, just for a second or for a minute or so. Start saying good things to yourself. Watch how when you say good things to yourself, how wonderful your day is going to be, how wonderful your life is, how healthy and how strong you are. Just by saying that to yourself, even if you don't believe it, just saying it will change the way your chemistry operates. You'll be activating this parasympathetic nervous system. And all of these ideas that we're talking about, these are ways that we can have a great life without interacting with the medical model. These are ways that we can be strong and vital, have a robust and vigorous immune system, and be able to deal with whatever life hands to us, including viral infections. These are all ways that we can
we can make our lives more powerful, make ourselves more powerful, make our lives more successful and effective, and improve the quality of our life. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Pam in California. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Ben. I just have a suggestion here to you. I heard another MD. He was on a radio program, and his name is Dr. Nathan, or no, Brian Tyson is his name, and he works.
How does he spell his last name?
Well, they never spell that. That's my one gripe with some of these programs, you know.
I try to spell those. P-I-S, P as in Paul, or T as in Tom?
T as in Tom, and it's Tyson like the chicken company.
Okay, it's Dr. Brian Tyson, yes.
Yes, and he is an ER, emergency room doctor in Southern California. He's worked on over 1,000 COVID patients, and he never has lost a one.
Is he the hydroxychloroquine guy?
Yes.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
He talked a lot about this vaccine. And I didn't know. He says this is a non-sterile vaccine. He said there are sterile vaccines. There are non-sterile vaccines. He says this does not prevent COVID. That's why 50% of people, or at least that many, half that many, are getting COVID in spite of having all, you know, the vaccine. And they promote it as a preventive. He says it is not a preventive. And he said that the reason he talked about, he says, in fact, all of these vaccines are spreading the variants.
Is that right? Dr. Brian Tyson. Okay, so I appreciate that. Do you know where he's out of?
Southern California.
Southern California. All right,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing
that. I just
want
to tell you, he says variants go into protective mode when they are under assault by vaccines. And he says the more vaccines people are getting, the more these variants are spreading because, he says, they are changing their structure in order to protect themselves.
Well, that is true. These things do have a tendency to mutate and change. But that's why they have booster shots, Pamela.
Exactly. But he says they're making it worse. And he says they do not work. And he says only thing that works is natural immunity. 700% higher natural immunity if you've had it. But he says they do not work.
Thank you, Pam. I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
Have a good day. Thank you. David in Texas. Good morning. Is this my friend David? 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 Hey, Dave, we're going to run out of time here, buddy. Are you there? You're not even there. I can't hear you, David, if you're there, so I apologize. Call back on our next call back on Monday. That's a little bit strange there. You know, I don't even want to talk about this thing anymore, except to say, as Pamela pointed out, build your immune system. That's the key. Don't eat the crappy food. Take nutritional supplements. Make sure you're exercising and breathing correctly. It's the fourfold square health, folks. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. And don't forget about spiritual, mental, and emotional as well. It's not complicated. And it's definitely, definitely not medical. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Mark Ratner coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
The National Institutes of Health has doled out nearly $46 million in taxpayer funds to 100 Chinese institutions in the form of subgrants since the 2012 fiscal year to conduct research into infectious diseases, drug addiction, mental health, and other scientific fields, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation analysis of federal spending data. For President Joe Biden and the senators laboring over a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package, there's just one question left. Can enough Republicans get to yes? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is confident.
My goal remains to pass both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period. Both. It might take some long nights. It might eat into our weekends.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
USA's Wendy King reports on a somewhat disappointing jobs report.
About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. The department's figure was higher than most economists expected. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. The report came on the same day the Commerce Department reported that the U.S. economy grew by almost 7% for the second quarter of 2020, which was the third straight quarter of increased growth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas actually bothered to look at the data the CDC used to justify its new mask mandate decision. The game changer, data the CDC used for the mask mandate, is from a single study from India. The study that influenced this decision, it followed healthcare workers who were vaccinated with a vaccine not even approved in the U.S., Crenshaw added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine if you miss a program or want to review a topic. Go to brightsideben.com, check out our 10-plus years of archived information, and use the search engine if you want to review a specific subject or share a specific subject with a friend or loved one. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business. Call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live person, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got blogs, blog posts, news stories, lots of great health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All Truth Skin Health products were formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne, dry skin, prevention of post-surgical scarring or prevention of post-trauma scarring. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our 100% active and functional Truth Skin Health products. Check out our now 2,100 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreview.com. You can purchase Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm super stoked to talk to our guest today. Dr. Mark Ratner calls himself a prisoner of Prilosec. Now he understands the importance of nutritional supplementation as well as the dangers of prescription drugs. One of the good guys. Let's welcome Dr. Mark Ratner to the Bright Side. Hey, Dr. Ratner.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much for being one of the good docs who understands
the power
supplementation. Hey, I'm a pharmacist, and when I was in pharmacy school, I was just blown away by the toxicity and the side effects and the nature, and I don't even like calling them side effects. They're really just effects of prescription medicine. Why do you think that most doctors, most physicians who prescribe these things don't have an understanding of the toxicity, the inevitable toxicity and the side effects associated with pretty much all prescription medication?
Well, I think we're focused largely on the benefit, unfortunately, and not the risks. A patient comes in to see their doc. They've got a problem. They expect the doctor to help them solve it. And so as a result, the doc says, I want you to take this or that. And oftentimes, the conversation about possible side effects gets skipped. And that's really what it amounts to. In my case, the reason I call myself a prisoner of Prilosec is because I have been taking Prilosec, which is an acid-blocking medication. It's taken for chronic heartburn, or what doctors call GERD, G-E-R-D, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And I've been on it for like 20 years.
Wow.
And I started it because a friend of mine who was down the hall, an internist, I was complaining one day about, having heartburn. And he said, hey, try some of this. And he tossed me some samples. And I think back then it might have been Prevacid, one of the other what we call PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. That's the class of medications that includes Prilosec, which is a generic, is called Omeprazole, and Nexium. So he gave me these samples, and it was like a miracle. Boom. Mm. My heartburn was gone, okay? And it was just like somebody had just waved a magic wand. And so I stayed on it. And then after a few months, I figured, maybe I'll just stop taking this and see what happens. Well, anybody who has been on a PPI, a proton pump inhibitor, for more than a few months and then tries to stop it will know what I'm talking about here. It is, it's misery, because what happens to your stomach is after all of that time where your stomach's acid production has been suppressed, when you stop the medication, you get what we call acid rebound.
Mm-hmm.
And your stomach just takes off, and it makes acid at like multiple times the rate that it's supposed to. So you are miserable. I mean, you've got terrible side effects, chest pain, stomach pain, diarrhea, gas, bloating. I mean, it's just, you really, most people cannot successfully stop the medication. They end up just going back on it.
And this rebound thing you're talking about happens with a lot of drugs. It's the body's response to suppression, to long-term suppression, correct?
Exactly, yeah. But the problem that I was unaware of, I figured, okay, fine, I'll just keep taking the medication. And, it does make me feel better, right? And then about 5 years ago, I woke up in the middle of the night, and my heart was like pounding out of my chest.
Wow.
And I knew something wasn't right. And so I woke my wife up. I said, let's get to the emergency room. And, you know, 30 minutes later, I'm laying on a gurney, and the ER doc, somebody I knew for years, is looking at me, and, you know, I had developed an arrhythmia. My heart was beating in an abnormal rhythm. And they did blood work, and they the only thing that was wrong in my blood work was my magnesium level was low.
Wow.
And, you know, they gave me some medication. My heart went back into a normal rhythm. And he then looked at my list of medications. He says, how long have you been taking omeprazole, you know, Prilosec? And I said, oh, boy, years. He said, that's probably the culprit.
Wow.
I mean, I felt like a fool. I mean, I had no idea that this was a possibility. It had dropped my magnesium level, and that had triggered my abnormal heart rhythm. Now, fortunately, since then, I've been supplementing magnesium, and I haven't had a recurrence.
That's a great
story. The interesting thing about Prilosec on all the PPIs is that it not only lowers your magnesium, but it lowers your B12 as well.
And because of acid, because it's suppressing acid.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You need stomach acid to absorb B12 from your diet.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic that antacids are the best-selling drug, and as we get older, we're making too little acid. But the best-selling drug in America are antacids.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, and you know, the interesting thing about Prilosec and the other PPIs is that it used to be you needed a prescription.
Yeah, right.
Now I think it's something like 70 or 80% of them are so of the sales are over the counter. And so people self-medicate like I was doing.
Okay. Well, as a healthcare professional, does it infuriate you? As somebody who's dedicated your life to helping people, and you see this kind of situation that's promoted by the mainstream, by your colleagues, with all due respect, and my colleagues as well, by orthodoxy, on television, by pretty newscasters on TV, by opinion shapers, doesn't it infuriate you as a guy who's dedicated his life to helping people?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, and, you know, people want simple solutions, and that I think it's frustrating for sure. You know, there are diet and lifestyle ways that you can address acid reflux and GERD, you know, heartburn.
And everything, Doc. Everything. Pretty much everything.
Sure. But people want a pill. People want an easy solution, and that's what happened to me. Look, the same two nutrients, B12 and magnesium, are a problem for people taking metformin as well.
Hang on to that thought. That's an awesome idea, because metformin diabetes is a classic example of this whole lifestyle thing we're talking about. Doctor, we got to take a commercial break. Dr. Mark Ratner is with us. More with Dr. Ratner on the Bright Side right after this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website.
website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Mark Ratner, former prisoner of Prilosec, we'll say. And former. And
well, actually, I have to tell you that I'm still a prisoner.
You're still a prisoner?
I've never been able to stop the Prilosec, but what I do now is I do supplement with both B12 and magnesium to try and prevent any more trips to the emergency room.
Okay, so now I think before you break, you said something really interesting, and it caught my attention, that side about metformin and
yeah.
B12, which is a well-known relationship, deficiencies in B12. And by the way, magnesium deficiencies are also associated with metformin, which is really ironic. Because magnesium is important for blood sugar control, which is really what I want to talk to you about. Isn't it ironic how, and I'd like to hear your take on it, how prescription drugs can cause depletions in the nutrients that are responsible for helping support the illness or the pathology that you're taking the prescription drug for. So metformin causing magnesium deficiency, statins causing coenzyme Q10 deficiency.
Right.
This
has been around for years. I mean, look at, thiazide diuretics. Okay?
Right, classic.
I mean, for years and years and years, every time a doc would give a patient a prescription for thiazide, they'd say, oh, you know, we got to watch your potassium, so eat a banana. Actually, add a banana every day,
right?
And you know, because you get a little extra potassium. So there's tons of examples of this. You just mentioned statins and CoQ10 as well.
Yeah, antibiotics and probiotics.
Absolutely. So you know, look, both the PPIs, like the Prilosec, and metformin, which, by the way, I mean, I will tell you, metformin is a really fascinating drug. It's the first-line medication prescribed for type 2 diabetes. But now, you may be aware, there's a clinical trial going on.
Anti-aging.
Right now, which is, the TAME trial.
Yeah.
It's targeting aging with metformin.
Because of glycation,
right.
one of the fundamental causes of aging. But that doesn't mean you take a prescription drug is the problem. Because yes, metformin can have anti-glycating effects by helping you with your sugar, but then you have the deficiencies. And here's another thing, Doc.
Exactly.
Here's another irony. it costs, your body uses its precious nutrients to detoxify the medication. You've got the liver enzymes that utilize copper and magnesium and manganese, and vitamin C is involved, and vitamin E, and there's all these nutrients that are, the body uses to get rid of the drug. And now you're deficient in all those nutrients just because they're being redirected.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's an issue. And, you know, so we, by the way, I'm not sure I mentioned, I'm actually the chief science officer for a nutrition company. And
oh, wow.
I guess I should be even more embarrassed by the fact that I fell prey to this drug-induced nutrient deficiency. I went to graduate school in nutrition before I went to medical school.
Oh, that's awesome.
I had a master's in nutrition, but I was unaware. And so one of the things that we've done at our company is we've focused on this combination of nutrient deficiencies, the magnesium and B12. And we actually launched a product called Remplir, R-E-M-P-L-I-R, which is, it's actually a French word that means restore or replenish. And it's essentially high absorption B12 and magnesium. I take it at this point.
Nice.
Because I'm still a prisoner of Prilosec. But, you know, you were pointing out that we do tend to rush towards drugs a little too easily. And there are solutions to both the patient who has acid reflux, GERD, and maybe even somebody with type 2 diabetes, like, you know, dietary and lifestyle issues.
Sure.
I've got an ebook that I for each of those issues that I created. Free download if your listeners want
to. How do you get to it?
PPI. You go two different websites. One is called PPI Help. Remember the Prilosec, the acid blocking drugs are called PPI. So it's PPIHelp.org or MetforminHelp.org.
Health or help, doctor? Health or help?
I'm sorry, help, like help
okay.
me.
Okay. So PPI Help, PPI Help, and MetforminHelp.org.
.org. Yeah, yeah. Great. And these are really focused on sort of the diet and lifestyle solutions that can help with these medical issues. And again, these are medications that nobody, if you're taking these medications, you certainly should not stop taking them without discussing that with your healthcare provider. But there are oftentimes alternatives. And if the alternatives aren't working for you, then there are steps you can take to prevent the side effects. And that's really, I think, the take home message for today, for at least for me. I learned the hard way. And, you know, it sort of was a real eye-opener for me.
What do you know, I don't want to wade into any areas you don't want to talk about, but you say,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. You said that, like, we tend to jump to medical solutions, and I'm 100% on board with that. And we talk about that a lot on the Bright Side, how the first our first step we take tends to be some kind of medicalization. What's your take on viral infections?
On viral infections?
Viral infections, especially current viral infections.
I think that's a fantastic question because, and I don't know how much time you got, but there was a study that was done, and actually this was out of what's called Eastern Virginia Medical School, which is in Norfolk, Virginia. Back at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a physician there who published a regimen, basically a nutritional regimen, that he had. He's actually a pulmonologist and critical care specialist, and he essentially launched this regimen for everybody in the medical school to take, all of the staff, and it essentially used high dose vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, melatonin.
Hmm.
And I'm going to, you know, I need one of those memory aids. I'm going to forget the fifth nutrient. But the bottom line is nutrition has a huge impact on your susceptibility to viral infection.
You sure that's not disinformation, Doc?
I'm sorry, it's not.
You know that's going to get classified as disinformation, right?
Well, no, I mean, there's good science to support it. There's really good science to support it. And, of course, most of those nutrients are not patented, okay? And so, you know, there isn't big pharma behind it, you know, trying to sell it. And it's the same thing with ivermectin, okay? I mean, you know, ivermectin's been around for many, many years. It's one of the most widely prescribed drugs in the world for its anti-parasitic benefits. And there's really substantial evidence that it benefits individuals who either want to prevent, you know, viral infection with something like SARS-CoV-2, or can actually shorten the duration of the illness. But it's been politicized.
Yeah.
And you know, the problem is because it's generic, there isn't a huge amount of money for big pharma to make.
Who loses here, Doc, in your opinion? Who's the loser? The big loser? Is it the drug companies? Is it the doctors who are the big loser? Who's the big loser? The patient.
The patient is the big loser.
We've created a medical model where the patient is the loser. That's got to get you. Every time I think about it, it makes me so angry. We've created a medical model that where the patient is the loser and the medical model is the winner.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's worse in certain situations than others. There's no question that the medical industrial complex is driven by the bottom line, and oftentimes that sacrifices the patient's welfare.
The bottom line is sacrifice.
There's a great book that'll kind of just really raise the hair on the back of your neck, which was published just recently about the OxyContin scandal and the opioid epidemic.
What's it called?
Empire of Pain. It's the story of the Sackler family.
Great.
And, you know, how Purdue Pharma really kind of is in many ways responsible for the opioid epidemic. I mean, there's just as many instances you can point to where the patient has lost, rather than won.
But the good news is, like you say, we can all take our health into our own hands by using lifestyle strategies and nutritional supplementation. Dr. Radner, I hope you'll come back on the program. I got tons of stuff I wanted to ask you.
Be happy to, yeah.
Awesome. So is your website Theralogix.com? Is that the website?
Yeah, it's theralogix.com, and that's where Remplir is available. It's also available on Amazon, and the ebooks are great. I mean, if your listeners want to, ppihelp.org and metforminhelp with a P at the end .org. Great ebooks that are kind of just really all about the diet and lifestyle options that are out there.
Thank you so much, Dr. Radner, for being on The Bright Side. Dr.
My
Mark
pleasure. Thanks.
Awesome. Have a great day. Dr. Mark Radner and his website, Theralogix, theralogix.com. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.